This is The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. My name's Andy Resto, here every week from 3 to 4 p.m. It's a very somber, dour mood today, both outside and possibly within ourselves. I'm certainly feeling it a little bit. It's very quiet. It's very dreary. So maybe those are the kind of lines that I'm going to try and follow sonically throughout the episode this week. I'm going to kick things off with Caroline K, and this song is Animal Lattice. Thank you. been one of my favorites on the program over the last few months or so, Tropic of Cancer, project of LA-based Camela Lobo, along with, on that early single of hers, Juan Mendez is also credited with some of the writing. That track was taken from an EP that was put together of early singles from Tropic of Cancer. It's called Archive the Downwards Singles, and that track was called Victims. Interesting record because one side is 45 RPM and the other side being 33, so very easy to mess that up. But with the style of music, I'd say it's good for experimentation. Anyhow, that came out on Blackest Ever Black, who has put out now all of her work. Restless Idols was her first and still only full length. That came out in 2013. And then end of last year, she came out with another terrific EP called Stop Suffering, all of which I have played tracks from here in the past. My name's Andy Resto, and this program on CITR 101.9 FM is called The Burrow on every Monday. Caroline K opened up the show with Animal Lattice, L-A-T-T-I-C-E. Originally on an album called Now Wait for Last Year, that is being reissued on Blackest Ever Black, the same record label of Tropic of Cancer. Caroline K is a experimental sound collage, I guess, artist, you could say, from London, not London, Ontario, but London, England, and originally was part of the collective that was headed by Nigel Ayers and went by the name of Nocturnal Emissions. Pretty good band name. Nocturnal Emissions, equivalent to the scientific term, I guess you'd say, for wet dreams. They were a noise group from the beginning in the early 80s, and really Nigel Ayers kind of continued the project through for decades, through the 90s. I'm going to play them next. We're going to hear a song from an album called Cathedral, which came out in 1994, a song called Labyrinth Fluid. And again, Caroline K, her solo record, Now Wait for Last Year, which came out in 1985, is being reissued on Blackest Ever Black, and I'm very excited for it. I have not heard the original record. It is apparently very difficult to find, and a bit of a gem being unearthed by B.E.B. Animal Lattice, very good song, so I am very excited for it. Before we get to Nocturnal Emissions, we're going to stay and relax to what you're hearing in the background for a little bit longer. Alcrete, A-L-C-R-E-T-E, is a group, a drone group from Montreal, that makes very dark, soothing music. Diary of Orange just came out February 6th. It is a three-track release, but the shortest track on it is 10 and a half minutes. We're listening to Diary of Orange 1 right now, and we're going to stay tuned to it for another couple minutes or so before jumping into Nocturnal Emissions. You are listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM and this program known as The Burrow.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys it.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Thank you.
Was Tim Buckley's Star Sailor, the title track of his record, Star Sailor. Took a bit of a risk on that one. Wasn't sure if it really went great with what I had been playing, but I thought it just might, and I think it turned out okay. It is a horrifying take on the wonders of potential space travel, if that's in fact what it is. But really a pretty wild record, Star Sailor by Tim Buckley. Prior to that was Tristan in Der Bar by the influential duo from Germany, influential krautrock pioneers, I guess one could say, Cluster. And their record Curiosum, that was a song from Curiosum called Tristan in Der Bar. Those two have been at it for a while, and highly recommend listening to the group if you have not. They have been well-known, or what I would say is their most well-known record, although no expert, is Soviso, S-O-W-I-E-S-O. This one came out a bit later, in 1984, I want to say. But it's very good. And that was on the heels of Nocturnal Emissions, which I played to start that last set. Another note on why I like the band name Nocturnal Emissions. Not just because it's kind of playful on this, on the idea of wet dreams, and it makes you uncomfortable in that sense. But the term Nocturnal Emissions itself, not even being a band name, is a great term. That it technically means ejaculation in sleep. But when you just read the word, if you didn't know that, it could be so many things. It can be words spouting off in your head, things that you shout when you wake up without any knowledge of having said it, or not even sure if you've gotten up and yelled something in between, you know, that fugue-like dream state, the hypnagogic state. These are all, in my mind, nocturnal emissions and the time of the greatest inspiration. Typically, here on this program, which is called The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, I enjoy lyrical content, and that's a lot of what I like to focus on. It's a lot of the depth of music and songwriting for me can be found in lyrics. However, the vast majority of this week's episode has been all, if not instrumental and electronic, and it's all sounds, soundscapes, noises, until we got into Tim Buckley and he was shouting and undulating, etc. I think it's fit the mood today. It's dreary outside, it's gray, it's dour. The next segment is going to be some experimental jazz work, if you want to say that. Lindsay Wellman is an artist from Ontario, I want to say Toronto, who put out a record called Manifesto, and it's all purely alto saxophone, and they're improvisational solos, and they're I'd say quite disturbing at times, very hypnotic as well, but it's pretty good. We're going to hear a song that I'm about to butcher the title of, but Danse Laquelle en Investit. I don't know what that might actually mean, but there are no words in the song itself. So let's hear some alto saxophone experimentation here on The Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM.
Thank you. Thank you. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Come celebrate 100 years of great theatre with the UBC Players Club. The oldest club on campus invites you to And Then There Was 100, a centennial celebration featuring two original shows. Running March 3rd to 13th, join us for an evening of theatre, history, and maybe even a few drinks. Check us out on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Thanks for joining us on Mindful Matters.
Well, Crete has helped guide us through this edition of The Burrow a little bit. I'll create a drone project out of Montreal, and we've been listening largely in the background to their most recent release called Diary of Orange. I don't know exactly what that references, maybe William of Orange. The tags on this are devotional and Montreal. Devotional, I like that. I think this could certainly be seen as devotional music. I think it's the correct way to approach music, regardless of what you're being devotional unto. You're listening to CITR 11.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto, and this program, known as The Burrow, is on every week, every Monday afternoon from 3 until 4 p.m. This week has been largely sound-based. Some drone experimental jazz is what we just heard. Some industrial noise. The two tracks we just heard, the first was Lindsay Wellman, which I talked about a little bit on the other side, out of Ontario, and he has a record called Manifesto, which is all musings, improvisational alto saxophone musings and repetitions. And it's an interesting listen. And then after that, it just fit so well, and I wasn't expecting this, but Fixture Records, based out of Montreal, has a new compilation out simply called Fixture Records 4. This is the fourth one they've done. Alex Zhang Hongtai, who is better known as Dirty Beaches and changed his name to Last Lizard about a year or so ago. And I'm not sure if he even goes by that moniker any longer. Here on this record, he is simply Alex Zhang Hongtai, along with someone named Austin Milne, had a song called You All Right, Mate. Like, mate spelled M and then the number 8. It's very juxtaposed to what the song was. It made me even think that they had listed it incorrectly on the CD, but maybe it's meant to be ironic. I don't know. The song was all right. It's a good one. Alex AZH, I'll just say, has his project's always very good. Dirty Beaches are great, and Last Lizard, which is virtually the same thing, is also pretty good. Especially his more experimental noise pieces. For the final couple of cuts here on the program, I'm gonna just switch gears, and we're going to get some garage and punk music, as you might regularly hear on this program from week to week, before Jade comes on at 4 p.m. with a little bit of soul. Wall, a band called Wall, W-A-L-L, it's a new group I just discovered out of Brooklyn, and they have an EP out, a 4-track EP that we have here as a nice mini CD, so if anybody used to play GameCube, Nintendo GameCube, it is like a GameCube disc as a CD, so it's a 7-inch on a CD. And it's really good 4-tracks. I'm going to play a song called Milk for two reasons. One, it's a good song. Two, at 7 p.m. tonight on Exploding Head Movies, if you are tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, you will hear a live in-studio set from the Vancouver-based group Milk. There you go. Tune in, Exploding Head Movies, tonight. After Wall, I'm going to play So Pitted, group from Seattle that is signed to Sub Pop. It's been around for a while. They're going to be coming to Vancouver this weekend. And their new record has just come out called Neo, N-E-O. And I'm going to play a song from that called Holding the Void. And then if there's time, I'm going to sneak in some Lie, who is also playing a song this weekend, playing a show, more than one song. Playing a show this weekend. Don't get that many opportunities to see Lie nowadays, and they are one of my Vancouver favorites, so I'm going to try to sneak one of theirs in to close things out as well. Thank you all for listening. Little Bit of Soul is on next. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9. This song is called Milk by Wall.